Greetings, good listeners, and happy Halloween. I'm Sam Sebrin, and I'm psyched to bring you a very special edition of my program today, the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, here on WGXC 90.7 FM and streaming through the universe at wavefarm.org. Way back in the crazy early days of these pandemic times, I was laid off from both my jobs, which I took as a blessing in disguise to be able to listen and observe more closely to everything around me and try to parse it all into some new expression in my work as an artist. It felt like these are epic times, which required an epic response. And we're going to hear my attempt at that, which I've been working on for the last 4 months, and it's called Feedback Virus. So it's inspired by the dark chaos of these times, but also I wanted to somehow purge the darkness out of both our psyche as well as hopefully out of the White House, haha. And so it's ironic that this broadcast falls on Halloween, my favorite holiday that began before Christianity, that Druids and Celts held to ward off ghosts and evil spirits, to give sacrifices to their deities, and to protect them through the winter. I don't know if I've achieved all of that, but let's hope at least for the purge of the White House. Feedback Virus began with some feedback sounds I made using a turntable, and then I invited some friends to each modify my sounds any way they wanted and to send that back. And then I in turn took all of that and modified it further into this whole composition. Basically, I created a virtual band of friends near and far and created a collaboration based on feedback that is an arranged composition, yet with a healthy dose of chance involved. I wanted it to be a way to connect with people through sound and then through the big listening party we're all sharing now. Cheers, y'all. Okay, please grab a pen. I want to first introduce all of my collaborators, and I want to give info on everybody here. Going alphabetically, we begin with Alfredo Caballero, a good friend holding it down in Managua, Nicaragua, with his group there, the Sumoto Blues Band. They have a bunch of cool stuff on Bandcamp at Sumoto Blues Band. Let me spell this out. So Sumoto is S-O-M-O-T-O, Blues Band, and then the letters S-B-B-E-S-E-B-B on Bandcamp. Sumoto Blues Band, S-B-B-E-S-E-B-B. And if you listen to my Nothing Is Real Radio Hour show, you've heard another collaboration I did with Alfredo and Sumoto Blues Band last year. Alfredo was also in one of the best bands in New York City ever called Demo Mo, and our mutual friend Dan Andriana engineered their fine Demo Mo LP called Demolish New York City. Hey Alfredo. Next we have dear friend Charles Cure, incredible vocalist for the doom metal band Hush and also for the math metal band Crisis Actor. Charles is based mainly in the Albany area, and you can check out his stuff on Bandcamp at Hush Doom and Crisis Actor NY. I love that Crisis Actor is giving proceeds from their recent LP Isolation to the Food Not Bombs organization. Nice. Hush is hands down one of my favorite sludge bands ever. You rock, Charles. Next, we have good friend John Hoag, a master thereminist based in Kingston, New York. And I just have a tiny spoiler alert. John's theremin broke during this project, but no worries. He came up with some other great sounds. Thanks, John. Next, we have good friend Jay Lee from San Francisco. He's been an integral part of the music scene there, holding it down in so many bands and projects over decades. I don't know, they should do a mural or something for him out there. You can check out one of his current projects, The Rabbles, at therabbles.com, and also The Rabbles are on Bandcamp. And Jay's on Instagram at Captain J-Rab, spelled CaptJRAB. Rock on, Jay. Then we have my dear longtime friend Karen Mantler, based not too far from me in Crumville, New York. Karen and I met in the 80s in New York City, and then we ended up in a no-genre band together in the 90s called Splotch, which was insane fun. But you likely know her work in jazz, and you can check her out online at wattextrawatt.com, spelled WattXtrawatt. Hey, Karen. Next is my dear duo partner and friend, Sam Rosen. Sam makes the most gorgeous sounds on Bandcamp at boy plus rocket. And our duo project is SS Space Systems, also on Bandcamp. Beaming some love to you, Sam. Next is good friend Jess Rowland, who is also mutual friends with Jay Lee. Jess is based in New York City and is one of my favorite artists ever. Not kidding. Love you, Jess. You can check out her stuff at jessrowland.com. That's JessRowland.com. Next, we have my longtime bro, Tom Smith of To Live and Shave in LA. Tom also produced our Splotch records in the 90s. But that is like a tiny molecule of what that dude does. He is a major inspiration for me. A true pioneer whose impacts on sound are unfathomable in my opinion. Tom's now in Hanover, Germany. Yo, Tom. You can find To Live and Shave in LA all over the internet and social media. And Tom asked me to mention a site called baleproject.org for the Bale Project, a nonprofit that is fighting racial inequality and mass incarceration and fighting a system that is criminalizing poverty itself. The Bale Project. It's a good one. Next up is my good friend Logan Vischer, nearby here in Hudson, New York. Logan took part in an awesome guerrilla street noise project I did a few years ago called Black Maggot, where we performed out of, around, and on top of my car loaded with amplifiers. That was a good one. Hey, Logan. Next, we have another huge inspiration to me, an absolute monster of sound and unimaginable level of influence on music, my friend Weasel Walter. What's up, Weasel? He's in New York City. There's so many projects you can hear him on. I first met him when he was playing in the first Flying Luttenbacher's incarnation in the early 90s. We were both playing in Tom Smith's Tora Festival, and the Flying Luttenbacher's just blew me away. Maybe you could start there if you're not already familiar with Weasel. You can also look at weaselwalter.com and Weasel Walter on Bandcamp. And finally, we have my friend and neighbor right here in Athens, Kyle Winslow, whom you metalheads would know from his bands Funebrarum and Mutant Supremacy. And you can also check out his electronic stuff on SoundCloud at Pleurodesis, spelled Pleurodesis. Yo, Winslow, hopefully I'll see you around the hood. Okay, phew. Does that list give you a sense of the immensity of this project? Well, let's finally take a listen. And by the way, good listeners, my collaborators slash partners in crime here are hearing the results for the first time along with you. It's one big party. All right, the piece begins with the real recording at the moment I first made the feedback sounds, and it proceeds quickly from there. Let's listen, and I'll be back with you at the end of the show. Thanks so much, everybody. This is Feedback Virus.
Testing.
Thank you. by the radio. Thank you. course you're ready.
Back on you.
All right, I'm logging on.
Have a vacant ring, right?
I'm clear of headquarters. Can you log me off? Log me back on at 754.
13, you're off the seat for a
12,
you got to see
real quick.
Dispatch 27.
Control. Testing.
It's international.
Ah.
Okay, I'm back with you. This is the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour here on WGXC 90.7 FM and wavefarm.org. I'm Sam Sebrin, and that was a new piece called Feedback Virus that I made along with Alfredo Caballero, Charles Cure, John Hogue, Jay Lee, Karen Mantler, Sam Rosen, Jess Rowland, Tom Smith, Logan Vischer, Weasel Walter, and Kyle Winslow. Instruments used for that piece include various electronics, tape, tape loops, treated dictaphones, mics, effected vocals, bass, upright bass, Moog Taurus 3 bass synth, drums, various Casios, Yamaha KX88 synth, keyboards, turntables, Mellotron, guitar, trumpet, detuned auto harp, harmonium, singing bowls, clocks, scrap metal, broken glass, modified toys, radios, police scanner, field recordings, and more. This was the radio version. You can check out my Bandcamp for Stick Sellers, where I'll be posting another version of Feedback Virus soon. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks to all of my collaborators. Happy Halloween, y'all. Keep listening.